June 19. The Spirit gives the right words. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Matthew chapter 10, verse 20. Of all the gifts which God has given to man, none is more precious than the gift of speech. If it is sanctified by the Holy Spirit, it is with the tongue that we convince and persuade. With it we offer prayer and praise to God. And with it we convey rich thoughts of the Redeemer's love. Those who are fitted to enlighten minds will often have opportunity to read from the Bible or from books which teach the truth, and thus bring the evidence to enlighten souls. When the Lord's voice calls, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" the Divine Spirit puts it into hearts to respond, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. But bear in mind that the live coal from the altar must first touch your lips. Then the words you speak will be wise and holy words. Then you will have wisdom to know what to say and what to leave unsaid. You will not try to reveal your smartness as theologians. You will be careful not to arouse a combative spirit or excite prejudice by introducing indiscriminately all the points of our faith. You will find enough to talk about that will not excite opposition, but that will open the heart to desire a deeper knowledge of God's Word. The Lord desires you to be soul winners. Therefore, while you should not force doctrinal points upon the people, you should be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Why fear? Fear lest your words shall savor of self-importance, lest unadvised words be spoken, lest the words and manner should not be after Christ's likeness. Connect firmly with Christ, and present the truth as it is in Him. Hearts cannot fail to be touched by the story of the atonement. As you learn the meekness and lowliness of Christ, you will know what you should say to the people. For the Holy Spirit will tell you what words you ought to speak. Those who realize the necessity of keeping the heart under the control of the Holy Spirit will be enabled to sow seed that will spring up into eternal life. This is the work of the Gospel Evangelist. Australasian Union Conference Record, July 1, 1902.